Thank you. Good evening. It's November 29th at 8:37. This is Nancy Sorden, Chair. And I'm calling the Pacifica National Board meeting to order. Mr. Pro Tem Secretary, would you please take the roll?
Okay. Grace Aaron, KPFK.
Here.
Grace is here. Jonathan Alexander, KPFK. Can't hear you, John. Adriana Cassone, KPFT.
Present.
Adriana is here. Chris Corey, KPFA.
Here.
Chris is here. Bill Crozier, KPFT, is here. Joseph Davis, KPFT. Can't hear you, Joseph. Catherine Davis, WBAI. Can't hear you, Catherine. Benito Diaz, WPFW.
Present.
Benito is here. Jan Goodman, KPFK.
Present.
Jan is here. William Heerwagen, WBAI.
Present.
William is here. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA. Can't hear you, Sabrina. Dwayne Lark, KPFT. Can't hear you, Dwayne. I heard you before we get started. Ken Laufer, WBAI.
Here.
Ken is here. Tony Leon, WPFW.
Present.
Tony is here. Afia Wangazia, Wangaza, WMXP. Can't hear you, Afia. Alex Randall, WUVI.
I'm here.
Alex
Present.
Is here. Thank you. Mansoor Sabah, KPFK.
How's there?
Mansoor is here. Nancy Sorden, WPFW.
Here.
Nancy's here. Alex Steinberg, WBAI.
Present.
Alex is here. Carol Travis, KPFA.
Here.
Carol is here. Tom Voorhees, KPFA.
He asked for excuse, I think.
I think you're right. Okay. Muscular Washington, WPFW.
Here.
Muscular's here. Going back, Jonathan Alexander. Still can't hear you, John. Joseph Davis. Don't hear you, Joseph. Catherine Davis. Don't hear you, Catherine. Sabrina Jacobs. Can't hear you, Sabrina. Dwayne Lark. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Afia Wangaza. Can't hear you, Afia. And Tom Voorhees. Can't hear you, Tom. Okay. Oh, and
Tom asked for excuse absent. Tom did ask.
Yeah, I know. He said he might be in and out depending on cell phone coverage here. Maxie Jackson?
Max is here on the call.
Maxie is here. John Tatum, our parliamentarian.
John Tatum is here, and I'd like to remind members not to speak about absences until it comes up on the agenda. During roll call, don't say anything about absences.
Good, thank you. So let me count the directors present. We have 15 directors present, so we have quorum, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Okay, so excused absences. I saw one from Tom Voorhees, a request from Tom Voorhees, and one from Alex for in case he couldn't be here, but he luckily made it. I didn't see any others, but I have not seen my email in the last hour, 2 hours. Does anyone have any other excused absences to report? Okay. Could I get a motion to excuse Tom Borey's absence?
Motion to excuse. Motion to, the wording is not right. Approve the excused absences.
Thank you. Second?
Carol, seconds.
Thank you, Carol. Could I get timekeepers, one for speaker?
I'll do both of them. I'll do both
okay.
of them if you.
All right.
If you let me know the categories.
Yes, okay. Thank you very much.
Ask if there's objections to excusing absences.
Oh, thank you. Are there any objections to the approving the excused absence of Tom Rees? Okay, hearing no objections. Tom Rees' absence is excused.
Dwayne is back on the line. Please mark me present.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Okay.
Okay, so Mansoor will be the timekeeper. So I have... We here? Okay. Okay. All right. So we are going to skip over. One second, please. Mr. Tatum, could you please explain what you had explained to me earlier about us not needing to do agenda approval tonight because this is a special meeting and the agenda was given by the people who called the meeting?
Madam Chair, you just explained it. The agenda and the times for the items on the agenda were sent in the special meeting, and therefore the agenda is set ahead of time, and there's no need to approve the agenda.
Sabrina's here. Hello?
Okay, Bill, please mark Sabrina present. Adriana, what's your point of order or request for information?
It's a request for information, Madam Chair. If I don't, the agenda says draft agenda. And obviously, like always, and according to the rule of orders and everything that I know, the draft agenda is something that is being proposed, and it's up to the members to accept it or not. Tell me when that changed, because I don't understand. They said it was sent in advance and said draft agenda. I have it in front of me. It means that need to be approved in order to be the agenda of the meeting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can explain
that, Madam Chair.
I can explain that. Draft agenda was a misnomer. The word draft does not need to be there because this is a special meeting, and the agenda for the special meeting is not a draft. It is the agenda for the special meeting. In other words, the items that were noticed are there for, as the agenda, as well as the times for these items. This agenda can not be amended other than when you get to an item, you can do certain things with it. But the agenda as a whole, you cannot amend it at the start of the meeting because it's really set in stone with the notice of the meeting. So the word draft shouldn't be there.
Madam Chair, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Madam Chair, because I need to finish. It's something here that is incorrect. Number two said agenda approval, 10 minutes. And this agenda... And this agenda has nothing to do, had a lot of modification with the meeting that was scheduled, like a special meeting, have some things in here that we are not in that proposed special meeting when was done. Then please, I mean, this is a new run out. I don't understand. This is clearly a draft agenda. Item number 2 said agenda approval 10 minutes. Doesn't have an adjourned time. And if not, doesn't have all the have things added that were not part of the meeting was when the meeting was called for.
The only thing that was not a part of the special notice, I believe, Madam Chair, if I'm correct, it was the minutes approval. So that is the only thing that really should not be there because it was not part of the notice. That's the only thing I can see, Adriana.
Sir, please check. And number C, ED report and delegate election update, that wasn't in the original one neither.
If that's true, Madam Chair, if the ED report and delegate election update was not part of the notice, then you would not be able to discuss that in this special meeting either. Thank you for that, Adriana.
You're welcome.
Request for information. And I'm clear.
Bill for the stack.
Hello, this is Catherine. I've joined the call.
Okay, I got you, Catherine. Thank you. We can't hear you, Nancy. Nancy, I think you're muted.
Mr. Tatum, please, can you give me exactly the citation for Robert Rule of Order for what you just said? Thank you.
I would have to do that offline, Adriana.
Yes, sir, please do.
Perhaps our vice chair could chair until Nancy gets back. Maybe she was dropped.
Okay, I will do that. This is Jan Goodman. I am the vice chair of the Pacifica National Board.
Hello, all. Sorry, my apologies. Oh, Jan, you took over. Great. Thank you.
Just
a request for continuing
So now we've moved off of approval of the agenda, and we're now on to the next item on the agenda.
Appointment of the pro tem secretary.
Request for information, Madam Chair.
Benito, what's your request for information? Benito, what's your request for information?
Thank you. I would like, this is for Mr. Tatum. Mr. Tatum, I think we all know that the bylaws supersede anything in Robert's rules. And the bylaws say that the agenda of any meeting is set by the body.
What's your question, Benito?
I'm coming to it, if you will give me a second. So my request for information is how does the whatever is stated in Robert's rules not constitute a dictatorship of 3 or 4 individuals who may have called a meeting above the democratic decision-making power of the majority. What you're saying, that 3 or 4 people can call special meeting, and whatever they lay out in that call for meeting as an agenda is done by so they get to rule over.
Thank you for your question, Benito. Thank you for your question.
Well, my question is not finished, Madam Chair, but go ahead since you, I'll leave it at that for now.
Well, it sounded like you were trying to make a point of order, not a question. And
well, that's your interpretation.
You don't have the floor back. You don't have the floor back. Hang on. And your question sounded kind of rhetorical. So, I'm not, I can't answer your question. I don't believe that what you said is in the bylaw.
Anything, Madam Chair. My question is to Mr. Tatum.
Benito, what's in your bylaws?
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
What's in your bylaws says that whatever the items are that are noticed in the notice of the special meeting are the only items that you can discuss. And therefore, if you have these items, you cannot add any new items to the agenda.
Madam Chair,
I haven't finished, Benito. I have not.
Benito.
Okay, so, Madam Chair, this is already taking up too much time. If you want to rule on this, Madam Chair, what will happen is if the ruling of the chair is not sustained, then you can approve this agenda. If the ruling in the chair is sustained, then we will go directly to elect a pro tem secretary.
Mr. Tatum, you have not answered my question. You have not spoken to the question.
So,
I know.
It's not a point of order. It's a question to Mr. Tatum.
What?
And Mr. Tatum, just explain why what that means in our bylaws. Just because we've been
That means that in your bylaws, that means that these people who call and notice this special meeting, not only did they choose the agenda items, but they also choose the time frames for those agenda items. And the only way that the board can make a change, I think that Benito is saying that this is undemocratic. When you get to each item, you can do certain things to each item, but you cannot do anything to the agenda as a whole. You have to do them item by item. So, yes, you do have democracy. You do have an opportunity to take things off. The chair told me earlier today, you can delete things off, but you cannot do it until you get to it. You can extend the times of certain things on this agenda, but you cannot do that until you get to that particular item.
Mr. Tatum, if what you're saying is the case, then the majority cannot set the agenda as the bylaws call for. You're saying that three or four people who call a meeting can set not only the items, but the order of those items. And if we have to wait until the membership, have to wait until we get to a certain item, then that to question where it might be on the agenda or to amend it in any kind of way, then essentially we cannot touch the agenda. We do not get to set the order of the agenda or to make changes on what the items should be.
Yes, you cannot change what the items should be, but you can change the order, but you still have to wait until you get to that item.
If the item we want to change is the first item on the agenda, fine.
Madam Chair, point of order, please.
Later on in the agenda, then we've lost that opportunity.
Point of order, please,
no.
Mansoor.
That's not true. One more
Mansoor,
thing, Mansoor.
One second. Wait a minute. Let Mr. Tatum finish explaining to Benito why that's not true. Okay. Go ahead.
That's not true. But and this is going to be my final statement, Madam Chair, because this is taking too much unnecessary time. And so finally, I will conclude by saying that each item, 1 through 9, if you assume that you don't have to approve this agenda, it's 9 items, and you can change any of those items, but you have to wait till you get to them. You can extend the time on them, but you have to wait until you get to them. So this is very democratic because it's the board that has the last word. And I'm finished.
Obviously not.
And Mr. Tatum, to clarify, you can also... 1 minute, Benito. Hang on a second, Mr. Diaz. And also, you can postpone it until after a certain item, and that would change its order, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
So you can change the order when you get to it.
Right.
Okay. All right. That answers your question, Benito. Okay, so now
we're going to
Pro Tem Secretary. Okay. Thank you, Benito, for your questions. I know this is not how we normally do it, but how we normally do it is not how it should be done all the time. So, and we have no professional saying this is how we should do it. I have the floor. No one else has the floor. Mr. Tatum is helping us to make our meetings more efficient by using Robert's rules correctly and the way that we can use it. So I fully accept his opinion on
it.
Now it's time for us to go to the election of pro tem secretary. Do I have any nominations?
4 people dictate over 22.
Do I have a nomination for pro tem secretary?
I nominate myself, Adriana Kasmid.
Okay, thank you, Adriana.
I nominate Bill Crozier, Mansoor.
Okay. Bill, do you accept or not?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
William seconds Adriana's self-nomination.
Okay. I don't think we need seconds for nominations, as Mr. Tatum explained last meeting. Thank you. So are there any other nominations for pro tem secretary? Okay. So we'll go to a vote. Adriana and Bill, you cannot pass when it comes to you. You have to vote. So, Bill, would you please go ahead? You both have accepted.
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Okay? You both have accepted. You cannot pass when it's your turn to vote on this. So please vote for either Adriana or Bill.
Grace Aaron.
Bill.
Grace votes for Bill. Jonathan Alexander.
Bill.
John votes for Bill, and I'll mark you present. Adriana Kasnave?
I vote for Adriana Kasnave. We will have minutes.
Adriana votes for Adriana. Chris Corey?
Bill.
Chris votes for Bill. Bill Crozier abstains. Joseph Davis? Oh, Joseph's not on the call, I guess. Catherine Davis.
Bill.
Catherine votes for Bill. Benito Diaz.
Adriana.
Benito votes for Adriana. Jan Goodman.
Bill.
Jan votes for Bill. William Heerwagen.
Director Casanave.
Okay. William votes for Adriana. Sabrina Jacobs?
Bill. Bill.
Sabrina votes for Bill. Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne. Ken Laufer?
Bill.
Ken votes for Bill. Tony Leon? Can't hear you, Tony. Afia Wangaza?
Okay.
Adriana. Tony?
Yes.
Adriana. Tony votes for Adriana. Okay. All right. Afia? Assume she's not on the call. Alex Randall?
Yeah, I'm here.
How do you vote for Pro Tem Secretary?
Crozer.
Okay. Alex Randall votes for Bill. Mansoor Sabah?
Mr. Crozer.
Mansoor votes for Bill. Alex Steinberg?
Bill.
Alex votes for Bill. Carol Travis? Can't hear you, Carol. Tom Voorhees, I guess he's not on the call. Mosquela Washington?
How unpredictable. Adriana?
Mosquela votes for Adriana. Going back, Joseph Davis, didn't hear you. Dwayne Lark, didn't hear you. Heard you earlier, but Afia Wangaza, didn't hear her. Carol Travis?
She is present.
I can't hear you either. Oh, Afia, okay. Do you wish to vote?
No, I'm just coming on. I abstain. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Can you explain the vote, please, Madam Chair?
And Tom Voorhees, we didn't hear you.
Afia, we are voting on Secretary. And the two candidates are Adriana Kasanave and Bill Crozier.
This is William, Pro Tem Secretary.
You wish to vote, Afia?
This is for the permanent secretary or secretary for this meeting?
Sorry, pro tem secretary.
I'll vote for Adriana.
Okay, Afia votes for Adriana. Okay, I didn't hear from Joseph or Dwayne or Carol or Tom.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, Carol, yes.
Been on the call, so I had to call back for Bill.
Carol votes for Bill. Okay.
Am I talking too loud?
I think you're okay.
Okay.
Let me count for Nancy. We have 6 for Adriana, 11 for Bill. 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair abstain.
Bill, you pass. You have to vote, no?
No, I abstained.
He did not pass. He abstained.
Okay. Thank you for correction.
2 abstained. All right.
Point of information, Madam Chair?
No vote, please, Bill.
Oh, sorry, 6 for Adriana, 11 for Bill, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, so Bill will be our pro tem secretary for this meeting until the next meeting. Thank you.
Request for information, Madam Chair Benito.
One second. First item of business is...
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, Adriana. What's your request for information, Adriana?
What is the adjournment time? It's open. We can go in 3 days. Is a new rule?
We have a time certain at midnight.
From here, you received before.
close agenda. That is not, it's not included. These are totally new things, right?
We have a time certain of a midnight if it is not specified. I can't hear you.
Well, yeah, maybe tell people. Some people are playing with the volume. What's happened with the executive session that we're receiving even the agenda? It's not here.
I can hear you now. So you asked what time is the adjournment, and I said it's time certain at midnight.
Madam Chair. And I asked about the executive session, Madam Chair. Can you please tell people not to play with volumes, if you don't mind?
What did you ask about the executive session?
We even receive an agenda, and I don't see anything like that in here. That is the fantastic thing that's happened only in my mind.
Thank you, Adriana. I'm going to ask for a motion to go into executive session. Next item on the agenda.
Madam Chair, I have a request for information, Benito.
What's your question, Benito?
Yeah, can you remind us how to mute? I think I forgot.
How to what?
How do you mute?
Oh, #6.
So 2 pounds.
Oh, I forget. Is it #6? #6? Can somebody? It might be special for your phone. I have like a mute button right on my phone. I don't have to use a number. You probably have a mute button on your phone. Every phone has one. And that's the best way, because then you can control it yourself and you don't have to, and it indicates on the phone if you're muted or not.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Madam Chair, personal request?
Yes, what's your point of personal privilege, Monty?
Yes. I really would like to appeal to you to narrow down all this repeated questions, points of order, that it's the same thing is being brought up and brought up, and the answers takes forever, and then another question of the same nature. This is really deleterious and just wearing us thin when these things are common knowledge, that things that can happen, and I really plead with you to bring everything to order much faster. It's already 6:10 West Coast, and we haven't got anything done. I mean, this
Thank
is 40
you.
Minutes already.
Yes, you're right.
Thank you. Please.
Okay.
Yeah, please just step up.
We're moving on to the next item right now.
Personal privilege, Madam Chair Benito.
Oh, God.
What's your point of personal privilege?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would request that you direct the director that just spoke to pay attention to timekeeping.
Benito, that is not a point of personal privilege. Next item on the agenda, please. Okay, so the next item on the agenda, I believe, is the amendment of the approval of the timeline for the bylaws amendment. Would the person that brought this motion to the floor, to the meeting, please bring the motion to the floor?
I think
Madam Chair, that motion came from the Strategic Planning Committee.
Right.
All right.
I am chair. However, since we've had to change the details of this motion several weeks in a row because it involves different dates, and each time we're not able to get to the motion, we have to change the dates, and I would like to ask Bill Crozier to actually read the motion because we sort of delegated him to update the dates.
Yes, that's fine. Yes, that's fine. You can choose anyone that you want to read it. Okay, thank you. All right.
Benito.
So we're going to go to presentation of that motion right now.
But I have a point of order.
Timekeeper, what's the time category?
I believe it is 25 minutes.
All right, thank you. Starting now?
Yes.
Thank you.
We get to make points of order.
What rule is being broken, Benito?
That the rule is that Mr. Tatum explained a few minutes ago that people are supposed to be able to suggest a change in, or make amendments when we get to a particular item. So if I understood properly, I think it would be in order for us to be able to do that first before we enter into the details or the substance of the motion.
Madam Chair, may I speak? May the public speak?
A second. I believe that we wait until that item is on the floor, till that motion is on the floor, and then we can have an action on it. If I'm incorrect, Mr. Tatum, please let me know.
No, that is correct. And a point of order is out of order when you have not put the motion on the floor yet.
Thank you. So,
and
Bill,
that I have a point of order when, or I don't know that it would be a point of order, but.
Madam Chair, can you please bring the member to order?
You're back, Benito. You did not get the floor back. Your point of order was out of order. And so, Bill, would you please go ahead with presenting the motion?
Okay. This is from the Strategic Planning Committee motion on bylaws amendment timeline. It's on your agenda near the bottom of page one. The Pacifica National Board hereby notices the beginning of a bylaws amendment timeline process consistent with Article 17, Section 1 of the bylaws as of this date, November 29, 2018. For the 2018 bylaws amendment process, all properly noticed bylaws amendments will be submitted to the Pacifica National Board Secretary at secretary@pacifica.org and optionally to the PNB as well, and shall be held until December 7th, the submission close date, and shall be posted publicly on pacifica.org by December 10th, 2018, parenthesis, the notice date, close parenthesis, which is 45 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates, which shall be January 31st, 2019. The delegates at each of the five stations shall vote on the proposed amendments during a 60-day period beginning with the date when the PNB votes on the proposed amendments. The PNB recommends that the PNB vote date to be Thursday, January 31st, 2019. Further, the PNB notices that a second bylaws amendment timeline be established as follows. The Pacifica National Board hereby notices the beginning of a bylaws amendment process consistent with Article 17, Section 1 of the bylaws as of this date, November 29, 2018. For the 2018 bylaws amendment process, all properly noticed bylaws amendments will be submitted to the Pacifica National Board Secretary at secretary@pacifica.org and optionally to the PNB as well, and shall be held until January 25th, 2019, the submission close date, and shall be posted publicly on pacifica.org by January 28th, 2019, parenthesis, the notice date, close parenthesis, which is 45 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates, which shall be March 21st, 2019. The delegates at each of the five stations shall vote on the proposed amendments during a 60-day period, beginning with the date when the PNB votes on the proposed amendments. The PNB vote date shall be Thursday, March 21st, 2019, if possible, or no later than April 4th, 2019. So that's the text of the motion, and I'll note that it's also in the agenda, which is posted on the KPFTX calendar for anybody who's listening online.
Carol for the stack.
Thank you. Alex, it's your motion. It's the Strategic Planning Committee's motion. Would you like to motivate it, or do you want Bill to motivate it?
The brief motivation is that our bylaws mandate that we set up a timeline before any bylaws amendments are proposed. And that is all this motion is doing at this point. We're not yet proposing any bylaws amendments, but we're making it possible to propose some bylaws amendments. And many of us feel that some amendments are badly needed in order to make the governance structure of Pacifica work much smoother and much more in line with other nonprofit corporations. Our bylaws really have hampered us in many ways, and it's time that we took a fresh look at many of the bylaws and see what we can change and at least open up the discussion on that. And this is going to be an ongoing process. We expect that the bylaws amendment process will continue on into 2019 as well with the next PNB, but let's get started while we can and while we have a chance. Thank you.
Carol? Can anybody hear me?
All right.
Can I be heard?
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, we can hear you, Carol.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to take two against and two for.
What is it called? Point of order.
What's your point of order? What rule is being broken?
We were supposed to be able to question the order.
You have already asked that question. You already made that point of order. I have not. We have not got. Benito, your problem is we haven't gotten to that point yet. And we're getting to right now. Would you like to be the first person to this motion?
I'd like to understand the process.
I told you we would get to that point. We are at that point now. Now you can do something about this item as one of the against people, if you want.
I can speak to the...
Madam Chair, me asking for the floor. But Adriana asked to be on the stack first. So go ahead, Adriana.
William, with a point of order.
What's your point of what rule is being broken, Bill? William.
The rule that's being broken is the rule they're citing, which is Article 17, Section B, Paragraph 1, Roman, what is that, Arabic number 2, then II for that 2, whatever that is, where it is said
what's the rule?
The voting shall be completed by December 31st of the year in which the amendments are proposed.
That is not a rule that is being broken. The points of order have to do with what we are doing now.
And what we're doing now is considering something that's against the bylaws. That's a rule.
Thank you for stating what the rule.
Mr. Kay. Should be completed in the same calendar year, December 31st.
No, that's not true. That only applies to amendments proposed by the members, not the delegates or the directors.
I don't believe you're correct. Go look at the bylaws.
I did.
And that's what you think, huh?
Carol, for the stack.
Okay. All right. So, Adriana, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Carol. I assume, Carol, you're for it. Okay. Go ahead, Adriana.
Okay. I mean, there are so many things that I will try to say. Article 17, Section 1B1 said the proposed bylaw amendment shall be posted on the Pacifica website on the notice day, not by the notice day. So the proposed bylaw amendment should be posted before the notice day, which is 45 days before the early on the voting date of the board and the delegates. Okay? That is one. I don't know, Madam Chair. This will be a right road, but we are wasting our time pointing what is wrong because, you know, every time that we try to talk and try to point what is wrong,
but Adriana,
the floor is taking from us.
Adriana, one second.
just step away from the phone a little bit now. Your volume is a little, we're having a hard time hearing you because it's too loud.
I don't know what to do, Madam Chair.
Move the phone away from your mouth a little bit.
Can you hear me better now?
That's better. Thank you.
Do you want me to repeat it? Article 17, Section 1B, talk about the proposed bylaw amendment shall be posted to the Pacifica website on the notice day, not by the notice day. So no proposed bylaw amendment should be posted before the notice day, which is 45 days before the earliest of the voting days of the day. Okay, this is at least is one. The other thing is Article 17 talks that unless the board by 2/3 decide otherwise, there shall be a maximum of 2 ballots per calendar year related to the amendments of the first bylaw amendment period cross 2 calendar years and 2 PMVs. So which calendar year that this bylaw belongs to? Because if you think it, just a second, you cannot schedule 2 bylaw amendment guidelines at the same motion. Because there might be an amendment approved in the first ballot that revises the overall bylaw amendment process itself, as it's set out in the Article 17. Madam Chair, please. It's clear what I said, and the second, one of the third or fourth or fifth problem that we have. If this, we don't have a secretary at Pacifica.org. We have secretary pro tem, right?
Time.
Who have the PSD authorized to access the email account since was deactivated, since we don't have Janet Covran anymore? Where is
Thank
the commission closing date?
Time.
Where
Thank
is
you.
That?
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Carol?
Yes. First of all, anything we do on this issue, just like the issue of elections, has some bylaw issues because we were supposed to have 2 periods already in this year. So rather than speaking to technicalities on procedure, I want to talk to about the substance. There's many people that feel that there are bylaw issues and governance issues that should be discussed and thought about and voted on. It's my presumption, given the discussion we had in the open session of this, that we've had so far, is that really the first set of bylaw discussions, nothing will be passed by everybody enough to do things, but it opens up the discussion and it gets us all focused on thinking of these critical and difficult issues. And so I think it's important that we comply with the bylaw demand that we have 2 sections set up, and I'm very much in favor of this so that we can have the conversations we need. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Is there a second person to speak against this motion? Or Benito, now would be the time if you want to do something about this item. Now would be the time to do it.
Thank you. So I have a point of order, I think, and that is that what has just occurred during the last 10 minutes demonstrates precisely the problem that I was trying to speak to earlier at the start of the meeting. Here it is. According to Mr. Tatum, we're supposed to be able to question the at least the order of agenda items.
That's correct, Benito. The point is well taken, and now you have the opportunity to do that. Would you like to do that? Would you like to be the second person on the stack and use that to do exactly what Mr. Tatum said you could do? Now is when you do that. Isn't that correct, Mr. Tatum? When the motion is
yes, it's also. It's also improper to use a point of order to get the floor to do just that. You have to get the floor and do it. The point of order is not valid right here. It's not a point of order. It's getting the floor and making a motion to do something.
Mr. Tatum,
you have to get the floor the usual way. You cannot use point of order to get the floor. No, I'm talking about now. You did it before. You use point of order to get the floor, and that is dilatory. Do not do that. Just get the floor and do what you want to do. Do not use point of order as a way to get the chair's attention to get the floor. Please don't do that.
Point of clarification, Madam Chair.
Well, can I respond?
No, you cannot. If you're not going to, I already explained that your point of order was well taken, and I explained why. Now I'm taking the second person in the debate against right now.
So I still don't get to make my point. It's the bottom line here.
No, you did make your point, and I took it, and I took your, and your point was well taken.
Continue to interrupt you all the time.
You're being dilatory now. You're being dilatory now, and you're going to be given a warning.
If you stop being
dilatory, I am going to mute you. Would you like the floor to be the second person?
Or is that the clarification, Madam Chair?
All right. If there's no second person right now who wants to speak against this, I'm going to go to the second person for. Is there another person?
Adriana?
Adriana, did you want to speak against this? You already.
Madam Chair, if
you are.
Madam Chair.
Adriana.
Absolutely, but we don't have anybody else. And obviously, I couldn't finish, Michelle, and I didn't have a damn answer to my questions. How does this work?
You had the opportunity to make a point of debate. You were pointing out the problems with the motion.
Madam Chair, only in my 90 seconds, I didn't have anybody else.
Adriana.
Why I cannot finish? Nobody else wants to talk against.
All right. If no one else wants to speak against, I'm gonna give the opportunity to speak against. I want 10 seconds of silence. And if anybody other than Adriana would like to speak against this motion, you have 10 seconds to let me hear you say so.
This is Benito. I would like to speak after Adriana.
There's only two for and two against. You would be the second.
I haven't been able to finish.
You would be the second.
Can she
if
finish?
If you want to go after Adriana, then you go right now.
Go ahead. Adriana, since this is a super railroad, why don't you just go continue? Let Adriana continue.
Okay. So, Adriana, no one else would like the floor.
That is not
a point of order, Bill.
What's your point of order, Bill?
Adriana's already spoke on this motion.
I know that, but we get two for and two against, and no one else but her wants to speak, so I'm giving the second against to her, unless someone else wants it, and no one else has spoken up to claim it. So she gets to go again. Okay? So go ahead, Adriana.
I'm here before my time starts. I would like you to ask when somebody else more than me and Benito.
You have a request for information.
Point of order. Yeah, I told you I'm getting point of information from before. Nobody is able to hear me. And when Bill asked for the point of order, your question wasn't like you did to me. What is the rule being broken?
Okay.
Okay, what's your request for information?
My request for information was after Mr. Tatum talked, because according to what he said, we cannot modify the agenda. We need to wait till to go to that specific point. But then, when the motion is on the floor, it's nothing else. And how can anybody explain, or can Mr. Tatum explain to us, more than the right road, what else is this? Because when the motion is on the floor, the motion is on the floor and seconded, and it's nothing else that we can do. Try to modify after that. It's not what Mr. Tatum explained at the beginning. And I'm still wondering.
Of course you can, Adriana. I know that, and you know that. But you can postpone.
Yes, exactly.
You can
share.
You can postpone.
No, Madam Chair.
Yes, you can.
Madam Chair.
Mr. Tatum.
Madam Chair, my question is, Benito was trying to ask, when was the time that he can ask for this removed out of the position that was? And obviously, it's nothing else, because once that you put the motion on the floor,
you know very well that you can do it right now. And that is the point that that was being referred to by Mr. Tatum.
No, Madam Chair, it's not what Benito was asking for.
Then answer two questions. You don't get another question. Mr. Tatum, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. You know, this motion is now up on the floor, and people have to be recognized by the chair in order to change something about this agenda. Now, what the people have been doing, Madam Chair, is that they have been asking for requests for information, points of order, points of personal privilege to get the floor, and that's dilatory to do that. What they need to do is say, Madam Chair, may I have the floor? Once you give them the floor, then they say, Madam Chair, I would like to postpone this motion about proposing the timeline for the bylaws until after we... later on in this meeting, postpone it to later on in this meeting. That's perfectly fine. That's when they can do that. And instead of Benito making points of order all the time, all he had to do was say, Madam Chair, may I be recognized? And you recognize him, then Benito says, I would like to postpone this item to later on in the meeting.
Right.
For instance, you might want to postpone it after two more items have been discussed. That is the time to do it. The time to do anything is when you are properly recognized by the chair.
Right. Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you for
explaining that. The only problem.
You have not been recognized. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Tatum. Thank you, Mr. Tatum. That's what I was trying to explain. And so that's what you can do now.
Can you finish the clarification, Madam Chair? Because when Benito asks for the floor, you ask him, or anybody asks for the floor, your question is, are you speaking in favor or against? When the people will have the different option?
Yes, it counts. It counts.
How?
As one of the agenda.
How? It's not what Mr. Tatum just said. If I'm asking for the floor and you are asking me what I'm trying to do, if I'm talking against or in favor, it's not what Mr. Tatum said, that you recognize me on the floor and I have the question to say something different.
Except for one thing, pardon me, Madam Chair, when the chair asked you, are you speaking for or against, and you get recognized to speak against the motion, when you get the floor, you can make other motions. Yes, you can. You don't have to stick with debating against. You can make other motions.
So there you go. So it does not count as one of the against if you want to make a motion on postponing it.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
To the floor, request the floor, or however you want to say it.
Okay.
Is anyone going to get to speak in favor?
Carol did.
Whoever's.
Go ahead, Benito.
Thank you. I've only been trying for 45 minutes. Thank you very much. The point
I would like to make
is
Benito has the floor right now. Go ahead, Benito.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So I would like to make an amendment to the agenda.
You would like to
reverse the order of the items in the agenda.
You can only address this one item. Correct, Mr. Tatum?
That is correct.
So let me understand this.
This is
the whole point from the very beginning. If you're trying to tell us that we can bring up an item or a request or suggest an amendment to the agenda, but we can only do it once that item comes up. Well, if that is the case, and there is an
point
item.
Of order, please, Madam Chair.
Okay, Benito, listen. Benito, listen. You have an opportunity to change the order of each item, but you have to do it at the point that item is taken up on the agenda. You can't do another item now. You can only do this item now. If you want to change the order of another item, you have to wait until we get it to that item on the agenda, unless you want to move this in front of another item or in back of another item. Then that does change the order of that item, but you can only deal with this one item's order at the moment.
Well, I think your last statement was somewhat helpful. It doesn't completely resolve my question, but the point is that maybe you and
Ms. You need to give the floor to somebody else then, because your question has been answered. If you're gonna do something with the floor now, you can keep it. But if you're just gonna keep re-asking the same question, you cannot continue to have the floor. If you would like to do something with this motion, you can do something.
I've been trying to do something for 45 minutes.
Then do it.
Thank you. So I move that the election issue go to the top of the agenda. Now tell me.
Benito, that is not what we are at now. I just explained to you that you can only make a motion about this item that we are on the agenda right now, please be quiet a minute? Okay.
I would like to.
You can only adjust this item,
Madam Chair. Okay,
we're at the top of the agenda.
I request
Amendment
issue and all other issues or items go after the election. That is my amendment motion.
Election is not on the agenda.
Yes, it is.
It is. It's at the end. So what you would have to do.
We are not at the election agenda, Madam Chair. We are on the bylaws change.
The election report is at the end of the agenda. In order to make it in the beginning, then we would have to go to each item, and when we get there, postpone them until after the election. Because right now, if we postpone this one till after the election, then we go to the next item, and then we postpone that until after the election. We can only do it one by one, as Mr. Tatum explained. We have to address the item that we're dealing with right now. That's how we modify what's on the agenda.
Correct.
So your motion is not in order. Would you like to
point of personal privilege?
Yes, Catherine. What's your point of personal privilege?
I'm losing my mind. Could you please stop this? This is insane. I'm losing my mind. Can we go on and discuss the motions and go on to the meeting? This is crazy.
I'm losing my mind.
Okay, now, all right, now, okay. So,
this is Grace with a point of order. This is Grace with a point of order.
What's your point of order, Grace? Hello? Did we lose Grace?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. What's your point of order? I can't hear you now. Grace, we cannot hear you now. Okay, let's see here.
Hear me now?
Yes, now I can hear you.
Yeah, sorry. I believe we're out of time for this agenda item. Therefore, we need to go directly to a vote, since there's only the main motion on the floor.
Mr. Timekeeper, how many minutes have expired since...
3 minutes. We have gone 3 minutes over.
Okay. Does that include points of order?
That includes point of orders, yes.
And requests for information.
That's correct.
All right. It only should include Adriana's first comments and Carol's comments.
So we have 10 minutes then.
Okay. So. We're not out of time for this item, but thank you, Grace.
Excuse me, he said 3 minutes over.
No, he was counting points of order and requests for information and points of privilege.
Madam Chair, point of
I have a
question for the chair.
Go ahead. What's your request for information?
Yes, a request for information. I think that it is a very kind idea to exempt the time that there's points of information and so forth from an individual's time to speak. But when we're talking about the entire time for an item, we can have many situations when we have people who are asking very long to get points of information, et cetera, and we can, it's quite likely that we will never get past the first point on an agenda. So I would like to ask you and perhaps ask the parliamentarian if it's appropriate to subtract all that amount of time from the point on the agenda, or is it appropriate to exempt that time from an individual's time to speak?
Somebody, yeah, you want to know if the points of order and the request for information can be included in the time for this item.
Yeah, for the time for the item, it seems reasonable to exempt it if somebody's in the middle of speaking and then there's a point of order and blah, 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 to give the individual time to finish speaking. But talking about
somebody
a item,
One second. Could you all mute your phone? Somebody's breathing is very loud. If you're not speaking, please mute your phone. Go ahead, Jan.
I think I finished. Thank you.
Okay.
Catherine, for the stack, I also have a question with regard to that.
Okay, I will wait until we answer to hear your question. Go ahead. So you're asking if these questions and the points of order can be subtracted from the time for this item.
Included in the time for the item, so that...
I mean, included, yeah, that would
yes,
mean...
Yes, because the time for the item is still going to be 30 minutes,
that
no matter what
use up, that they would use up the time. That's what you're saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, my question is that on several occasions it was said that...
Catherine, you just dropped out. Can't hear you now.
Oh, boy, did we lose her.
Hello?
Okay, please, we didn't hear you. You were muted or something.
No, I don't know what's going on. You know, anyway, several times the questions and points of order were said to be dilatory. Several times the questions and point of order were repeated maybe three or four times and explained maybe three or four times. I would ask that you be considerate of that fact and not continue to engage in this conversation in this way and let us move on and vote.
Thank you, Catherine. That's a very kind way of saying that. And I last time Benito asked his question for probably the third time, I told him that his question had been answered and that he needed to make a motion or do something or he was not going to continue to be able to speak. So I think I did that. All right. And as far as the question that Jan had, Mr. Tatum, if you could answer that. Or give your opinion
well,
on that.
Yeah, first of all, my opinion is that if you allow the points of order, et cetera,